According to federal officials, preliminary tests indicate that the anthrax bacteria found in New York and Florida were the same strain. It's unclear whether the anthrax spores sent to Senator Tom Daschle's office in Washington also were that strain. But the letters to Daschle and to NBC in New York containing anthrax bacteria were postmarked Trenton, New Jersey. There's no evidence of the origin of the bacteria, but experts in bioterrorism say they strongly suspect a foreign source. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
Investigators already have several clues in their search for the origin of the anthrax. Nasal swabs have shown exposure to anthrax spores in more than 30 staffers in the Senate. This, experts say, means the spores in the envelope to Senator Daschle were grown, dried, and ground small enough to become airborne. Further expertise is still needed, says Alan Zelikoff, senior scientist at the Center for National Security and Arms Control at the Sandia National Laboratories in New Mexico.
It typically requires being able to coat the organism with special materials. That requires an enormous investment because this is not merely a project in the realm of microbiology. It's really much more in the world of aerosol physics and engineering. And most people in microbiology, of course, have no training in that at all.
For these reasons, Zelikoff believes it was unlikely that the anthrax in the letter to Daschle was produced in the United States. Other experts disagree. They say small amounts of anthrax in this form could be made in a laboratory in the U.S. Zelikoff, whose job it is to develop ways of combating biological attacks just like this one, thinks the evidence now points to a state-sponsored program outside the U.S.
It suggests that there is a well-funded organization, probably a state-run biological weapons program, something like the Iraqi program, perhaps indeed the Iraqi program, that was likely the source of the material.
There are other suspects. The former Soviet Union produced tons of this bacteria in the 1970s and 80s. Much of it has been buried or burned in what is now Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan. But Moscow has not accounted for all of it, according to U.S. officials. Experts believe Iran, Syria, and Libya also have biological weapons programs. And the U.S. itself had a biological weapons program until 1969. But that was terminated by President Nixon. Small amounts of anthrax in a powder form still are produced in the U.S. for research into biodefenses. But Iraq was most interested in developing anthrax as a weapon, and in the 1980s and 90s spent a great deal of money pursuing that goal, according to Richard Butler, who headed UNSCOM, the UN Special Commission on Iraq. UNSCOM conducted weapons inspections in Iraq from 1991 to 1998.
It's a complicated process to get up from the basic stuff to the sort of grade that would work well in a weapon and be dispersed through the air. They spent a lot of money on getting the equipment they needed to get to the more sophisticated level, and we think they got there. I certainly saw evidence of them having loaded anthrax into missile warheads.
In the 1990s, Iraq concentrated its efforts on drying the spores and grinding them into the right size. To do this, one government expert says, they openly worked on a similar bacteria, not disease-producing in humans, and then certainly applied that knowledge to anthrax. Butler believes federal investigators would be amiss if they didn't pursue the Iraq angle aggressively.
There have been reported meetings between terrorists and Iraqi intelligence agents. One such report indicates that it's possible that anthrax samples were handed over in one of those meetings. I do not know whether or not that's true. But given Iraq's background in these weapons, given their links to terrorist organizations, yeah, I think it's a fruitful line of inquiry.
Still, there are experts who do not rule out the U.S. as a source, but one expert who ran the U.S. Army's research program to defend against bioweapons said if he learned the spores sent to Senator Daschle were produced in more than minute quantities, he too would focus his suspicions on a foreign source. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.